This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and got a program of some great bluegrass music lined up for you, and we're going to kick it off straight away with a song from Sawmill Road, wonderful band from out of Arizona, I'm pretty sure they're based. Mark Miracle on mandolin, Dick Brown on banjo, Charles Edsel on guitar, Steve Spurgeon, who writes a lot of the songs, sings lead in most of them, plays bass, and Bruce Johnson on fiddle. They're a fine band. I saw them at one of the Father's Day festivals at Grass Valley, and man, they are a great band to listen to. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it too. The tune playing is Wild Goose Chase, and that's finished, and we'll do Sawmill Road now. Goodbye, Girl.
Good night, girl, tonight I'm all alone, and I'm thinking about you. Wind is cold and high over North Dakota, and it sings into the night. There's an ocean of moonlight out on the highway, and 1,000 miles between us. It's dark over North America, and in the reaches of my mind. Good night, girl, tonight I'm all alone in this crowd of 7,000.
having a good time, and you know they like to hear their music loud. But it ain't the noise and the dust and the bright lights in my eyes that's got me dazzled. This lady's face I fantasize ain't someone that you find out in the crowd. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning when you wake up all alone and I'm many miles away. I'm on the road, flying through the darkness. Out on Colorado's plain, the highway and the starlight's just a friend. But I've come to appreciate these headlights in the night for their perspective. And I don't look from side to side when what I love is out there straight ahead. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning when you wake up all alone and I'm many miles away. Sweet and peaceful slumber. Dream your favorite dreams about the good times when you were a little girl. Sometimes I'm surprised how good it feels to spend my days just thinking about you. And this road is not so long that it don't lead to you from somewhere in this world. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning when you wake up all alone and I'm many miles away.
Classic bluegrass music, Sawmill Road and Dick Brown's banjo driving the song is just great. That was written by Dan Creary. We had him on the show just a few weeks ago playing his guitar and singing with the Bluegrass Alliance, I think it was. He's a great songwriter as well. I hope you enjoyed that. We'll hear a tune from Sawmill Road just a little bit later in the program. Right now we're going to hear from an album called Memories of John, and it's put out by the John Hartford String Band. John died in 2001. He was a big influence on my music. I saw him in 1971, and he was doing the Aeroplane record, and that was music at the time. And although I loved regular bluegrass music, I was just captivated by John Hartford's approach to the music, the way he sang, his phrasing, the way he wrote, the way he used his banjo. The band all worked it out. He had Vassar Clements, Norman Blake, Tut Taylor playing with him, and I think it was Gary Scruggs on bass. And they did a wonderful performance, and I've loved John Hartford's music ever since. I've got a few albums, but this album is a band that's put together to remind everyone of just how good John Hartford was. The John Hartford String Band is Bob Carlin on banjo and Matt Coombs on fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, Chris Sharp on guitar, and Mark Schatz on the bass. They have a lot of special guests on this album, and one of them is featured on this track. It's a classic song, The Girl I Left Behind Me. Everyone knows it as a fiddle tune or a mandolin tune or even a banjo tune, but it's a real old song. In fact, after hearing John do it, I looked it up and right back to its English origin days, and I've put together a version similar to John's, but using quite different words from the original English song as they're known. And there's some amazing banjo work by Baylor Fleck on this recording. Baylor was a huge fan of John Hartford's, and there's a lot of energy in the song. So The Girl I Left Behind Me from the John Hartford String Band. Chris Sharp's doing the vocals, Baylor Fleck on the banjo. Sounds like this. Music. I remember seeing him at another festival in Virginia Beach, I think it was, when he was using the amplified piece of board on the stage, and when he danced, you got a good loud rhythm from the sound of his feet while he was playing his banjo. And he had his son Jamie playing mandolin or fiddle with him at the time, and they did some great music, and I was entranced by it. That was John Hartford with The Girl I Left Behind Me. Let's get back to some classic bluegrass music from 1955, and this is Flatten Scruggs with the song called Blue Blue Ridge Cabin Home. A Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded this in their very early days, about 1967. It's 1966 even, it might have been. And we actually learned it off Earl Taylor, who we had on the show last week. Their lineup here was Lester Flake, guitar and vocal, Earl Scruggs, banjo, Jack Shook, extra rhythm guitar, Josh Buck Graves on dobro, Curly Seckler mandolin and the tenor vocal, Paul Warren on the fiddle, Ernie Newton on the bass. It was originally released 1957, 2 years after they recorded. That's a big gap, isn't it? And here is the song Blue Ridge Cabin Home. Let's hear it.
There's a well-beaten path on this old mountainside, where I wandered when I was a lad. And I wandered alone to the place I call home, in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. My thoughts wander back to the round shack shack in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. My mother and dad were laid back to rest, they are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I return to that old cabin home with a sigh, I've a longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside, make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. From the Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me in the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Oh, they wrote the book, didn't they? Lead singing, tenor singing, banjo, backup, dobro solos, the whole bit. The rhythm of the band, that was them at their best in many ways, and I just love that music. Let's listen to Sawmill Road again with a tune called Brand New Pair of Britches.
Thank you.
great fiddle tune, and they've got such a tight sound, and a lot of it's due to the way Steve Spurgeon plays that electric bass of his, and it's got a wonderful feel to it, but you don't get a band much tighter than that. Mark Miracle has been out to New Zealand a couple of times with the Sonoran Dogs and with X-Train, and we've never had them out with Sawmill Road, but I've Mark is a real nice guy, and I met all the guys in the band. They're lovely people, as well as playing fine bluegrass music. Here's a brand new album from Cody Norris and the Cody Norris Show. Album's called Rhinestone Revival. They're the people with the flashy suits of bright colours, pinks and oranges and purples and all sorts of things, and they play really good, straight, hard-driving bluegrass music. Cody Norris does the guitar and lead vocals. Mary Rachel Nally Norris, who is his wife, plays fiddle and mandolin and, of course, does some harmony vocals. Joseph Tyree plays very straight driving banjo, and Charlie Lohman plays bass. They have a bit of help on the album, but the song that I've picked out for you right now is one called Fiddler's Rock, and it's written by Cody Norris, and it drives along. We can listen to it now.
Pages of legends you'll find. All the old folks remember the stories of a man who charmed a deadly serpent with a fiddle in his hand. Often he'd wander to the mountains alone, from a den they'd come creeping, hearing his song. The rattlers are singing, dancing to the tune. Then a blast of a shotgun sent them to their doom. Don't come to the mountaintop, it's a haunted place, the fiddler's rock. Hear that lonesome fiddle drone from the restless ghost of Martin Stone. The fiddle kept ringing, no gun to be found. The bow that once charmed them, it fell from his hand. The tables it turned, they charmed the fiddle man. Slowly falling into their den, they entwined his body, his life there did end. But no one saved him, he died there all alone. The mountain known as the Stone. Don't come to the mountaintop, it's a haunted place, the fiddler's rock. Hear that lonesome fiddle drone from the restless ghost of Martin Stone. That ghostly bone, Martin Stone.
They play some driving bluegrass, don't they? That was Fiddler's Rock there, and Cody Norris' show was performing the song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're based, and the show goes over various access stations throughout New Zealand. So hello to everyone at the various places that you're listening to this on the radio. And of course, it's podcast widely too. We are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you need anything to help you along with your musical career, go and see the people at Shearer's Music Works. Wide range of instruments available, wide range of music. A friend of mine just bought a music book from there, and it's got more songs in it than you can possibly imagine, with the words written out and then a little simple line chord chart for each song, and you work through it. There are so many genres of song, but mostly folk and well-known songs, and it's a wonderful book. So that's the sort of thing that you can find at Shearer's. Go and see them. Really appreciate the fact that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and they've been around Hamilton for more than 60 years, and I bought my first Framus banjo from them. Don't know where it is now. But anyway, Shearer's Music Works sponsor Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand. Let's hear the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience. I heard them at a concert at Freight and Salvage in San Francisco a few years ago, 2017 I think it was, and I bought this album there. Wonderful band. Keith Little on banjo and guitar and vocals, Jim Nunnally on guitar and vocals, Chad Manning on fiddle, Samson Grisman on bass, that's a younger generation, and led by David Grisman on mandolin and vocals. And the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience was playing really straightforward, old-time, hard-driving bluegrass music, and I loved the whole show. They put on an absolutely great show, and this album encapsulates much of the energy and the songs on that show. And I've selected a song to play to you called The Baltimore Fire. And this is one from Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. I first heard the show from the new Lost City Ramblers in the late 1960s, and they did a great version of this show. And my friend Alan Rhodes and I used to do this song as part of our old-timey music set. And I was delighted to hear David Grisman doing it on this album. I think you're going to enjoy his version.
Its burning embers on another faded city of our land. Fire, fire, I heard the cry from every breeze that passes by. All the world was one sad cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was laying fair Baltimore, the beautiful city. Awful struggle of commotion. The wind blew a gale in from the ocean. Brain fire men struggled with devotion. Their efforts would all prove to be in vain. Fire, fire, I heard the cry from every breeze that passes by. All the world was one sad cry of pity.
strong men in anguish prayed, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was laying fair Baltimore, the beautiful city. By. All the world was one sad cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was laying fair Baltimore, the beautiful city.
That's great to hear that song again. It's got a lovely melody to it. And Charlie Poole's original version had lots of energy. So did that version, as did the New Lost City Ramblers. It's a good, fun song. Well, let's get back to a little bit of history now. I've recently come into possession of an LP of Hank Williams songs entitled Rare Takes and Radio Cuts. And thanks very much, Don, for giving me this album. It's a real treasure to me, and what it is represents previously unissued performances by Hank Williams to be released on Polygram since the 1976 album of selections Live at the Grand Ole Opry. What's the date on this album? Don't even know what the date is. Some of the rare takes are the takes that were done in the studio and not used when the it was a different take that was issued when the record was issued. Radio cuts are represented because Hank used to record a radio program, particularly the Health and Happiness Show series, and some of them are taken from that. And I'm playing a song that is pure bluegrass. Every bluegrass band knows this song. Lots of people use it to finish their shows. It's a gospel song, rousing tempo, good words, very easy to do. And this is the state of country music at the time, 1949. Bluegrass music was 2 or 3 years old, and about the main difference is that Earl Scruggs isn't playing banjo. The song is, of course, I Saw the Light, probably Hank Williams' most successful contribution to country gospel song. He's got a fine bunch of people playing on this one. Hank is playing vocal, doing the vocal and playing rhythm guitar. Don Helms on the steel guitar. Jerry Rivers on the fiddle. Bob McNett on electric lead guitar. Hillis Boutram on string bass. And Grant Turner is the announcer because it was part of the radio show. And I tell you, I Saw the Light's been recorded by just about every band. I think we had it on the show a few months back with boys from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band doing it, and Roy Acuff's singing lead. Roy Acuff's version came out before Hank Williams' version, but it's become a classic. Bill Monroe's done it, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and everyone in between those two. And here is the 1949 version of I Saw the Light. I hope you enjoy it.
Friends, on some of the past shows, you've heard from Bob McNett and Jerry Rivers. I'd like to get the other two boys up here now and introduce you to them and get them to help me do a song here. Don Helms, the steel guitar player, and Hillis Buttram, the bass player. Are you going to join in here with me? Here's a song I wrote quite a few years ago that you folks have heard by a lot of different artists on a lot of records. We recorded ourselves, too, for MGM. We'd like to do it for you now. It's hymn time. Title of it is I Saw the Light. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night, and praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy.
claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. For straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right, and praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
Isn't that classic bluegrass music? And it would be great to have Hank Williams as the lead singer in your band, wouldn't it? That's just a typical performance of the song, and it's a real tribute to his writing that it's remained sort of one of the top songs for bluegrass music. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Peter Rowan and the Nashville Bluegrass Band on an album called New Moon Rising. And we're going to hear two songs. The first one we're going to hear is A Moth to a Flame. It's written by Peter. And then one called I'm Going to Love You Like There's No Tomorrow. And that's also written by Peter Rowan. Great album. This, you know that Nashville Bluegrass Band's one of my favourite bands. Peter Rowan's doing the lead vocals and tenor vocals on the occasional song and guitar. Alan O'Brien plays banjo and does tenor harmony. Pat Enright does some tenor vocals and plays a bit of guitar. Mike Compton on mandolin and some baritone vocals. Stuart Duncan on fiddle and Mark Hembry on bass. Jerry Douglas gets a bit of dobro in there, and they do a fine job of these songs. Let's hear Peter Rowan doing the song A Moth to a Flame, and then I'm Gonna Love You Like There's No Tomorrow.
Like a moth to a flame, I'm going to get burned. You'll teach me a lesson I never could learn. Like a moth to a flame, the tables have turned, but you ease my pain. Like a moth to a flame, it's just a heartbeat shy of 3 a.m. Cold rain falling down. There'll be no sunrise today in this little country town. As I stand outside your window, I see your shadow on the shade. Oh, it helps me to remember all the promises we made. Like a moth to a flame, I'm going to get burned. You'll teach me a lesson I never could learn. Like a moth to a flame, the tables have turned, but you pain, like a moth to a flame. Thank you. I'm afraid to look into your eyes that shine like midnight stars. Afraid what I might find there, that our love has gone too far. There's a light on in your window, I know it's warm inside. When you press your lips to mine, dear, I'll forget all the tears I've cried.
Like a moth to a flame, I'm going to get burned. You'll teach me a lesson I never could learn. Like a moth to a flame, the tables have turned, but you ease my pain. Like a moth to a flame, yes, you ease my pain. Like a moth to a flame.
For 6 long years I've been in this prison, living my life behind bars in the dirty cell. Tomorrow they're gonna take me down to Nashville and send my soul to heaven or to hell. But I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no yesterday. I'm gonna hug and kiss away your sorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. You could come and stay with me tonight. You're the only one who's ever believed in me. So hold me in your arms, hold me tight. Cause I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no yesterday. I'm gonna hug and kiss away your sorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. Child, it just begun. There's only one thought now that's left to haunt me. Just to think that what I've lost, I might have won. Yeah, I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no yesterday. I'm gonna hug and kiss away your sorrow. I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Peter Rowan and the Nashville Bluegrass Band there doing a couple of songs that Peter wrote himself. And they're some good songs if you're looking to add tunes to your bluegrass repertoire. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. And I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing music from my shelves. That's what the program could also be called. I got shelves of CDs and shelves of LPs, and I look at them and I think, what would you like to hear? And then I dig something out and I think that'd be a nice one to play for you. So I hope you're enjoying the various selections on this show. Here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band song. We're coming into summer in New Zealand, and summer is a time that people head to the beach, and lots of people have a batch at the beach, which is a little cabin, really, or a crib. It's a holiday home, and there's lots of beaches in New Zealand, you know, two major islands surrounded by water, so plenty of opportunities for the meeting of land and water, and we tend to put a cabin there and call it a holiday home. And David Calder, who sings this song, wrote this wonderful song called Tumble Down Bay, and it's three generations of the family of this song. Describes them heading to the coast, so that the kids in the first verse end up being the grandparents at the end of it. And Tumble Down Bay is actually on Banks Peninsula in the South Island. And here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band song about it. David Calder, lead; Colin Trenwith on fiddle; Paul Trenwith on banjo; Alan Rhodes on guitar; Jeremy Trenwith on bass. And it sounds like this.
Summertime came, couldn't wait for the holidays. Pack all our stuff in the green Nash Rambler and head off to Tumble Down the Bay. Clouds of dust on the back country roads, farmer and his sons making hay. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles out of Tumble Down Bay. It's been years since we went there, but like we never went away. Ice cream and gas at the old country store, 10 miles from Tumble Down Bay. Of my own, they're on at me night and day. When you gonna fix up the XJ6 and we can get down to Tumble Down Bay? Now it's been years since we've been there, yet like we never been away. Hey Dad, when you gonna fix up the XJ6, we can get down to Tumble Down Bay. Sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sunset over Tumble Down Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. Sit out on the porch in the old rocking chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumble Down Bay. It seems like years since we've been here, and we ain't never going away. sit out on the deck in our easy chairs and watch the sun go down on Tumbledown Bay. See the sunset over Tumbledown Bay.
Tumbledown Bay from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's time for a gospel song now, and we're going to have one from the Great Country Gentleman album, Calling My Children Home. This came out in 1992 on CD, but the album came out in the late 1970s and had some great gospel songs on it. Charlie Waller doing a lot of the lead vocals on the choruses. Dawn Lawson also doing lead vocals and playing a bit of guitar, a bit of mandolin. Bill Yates, bass vocals, and James Bailey, who was a banjo player, did the baritone vocal. Spider Gilliam played the bass on many of the recordings on this particular song, Where Could I Go But to the Lord? Version of that gospel song. Well, it's just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music that we've played on this show. Few things to tell you. No more Back Porch Bluegrass jam sessions until the fourth Sunday in January. In February, early February, we've got North Carolina bluegrass band Sassafras coming out, and they'll be playing in various places, Auckland, Tauranga, and in Hamilton. So make sure you find out where they're playing and come and see them. We'll be talking about them on the show, of course, a lot later on. Raglan, Christmas in the Park on the 10th of December, Sunday night. I'll be there with two of my boys, Sam and Tim, and my grandson, Tyler. We'll be playing as the Trenwiths, and it's going to be a great show. Late 80s Mercedes are playing, as well as numerous other musicians. It's going to be a great show. Christmas in the Park, Raglan, Sunday the 10th. Try and be there. Come and say hi if you've heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with Kenny Baker playing a tune called Johnny the Blacksmith.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.